What's up, everybody? It's Tommy, and this is Fighting Words. Normally, I'd give you the long-winded intro, but we're 36 episodes deep. You know the drill. My friends got sick of it, so I'm here to do what I do. Rant about fights. But first, I want to let you know I'm changing some things up with this, so expect a couple things different. The podcast is going to be a lot less scripted and way more off the cuff. Like I said, I rant. It's time for me to embrace the passion about MMA and boxing a little bit more. So I'm going to start off with a few events that either I've missed while I wasn't recording or that's coming up. Ryan Garcia. Oh man, let's start with Ryan Garcia. He's calling out Gervonta Davis. Look, man, you don't want Tank. You are not ready for it. I'm sorry. You practically got knocked out in the second round of your last fight. Come on. You're good. You're damn good, don't get me wrong. But you're not ready for it. That would be like if, I don't know, a top 15 guy was immediately fighting the champion. Sure, you got a belt now, but there's too many belts in boxing. It's a slow burn, come on. Build your way up to Tank. I know it's a money fight, you don't like each other, whatever. I don't give a damn. Do not fight Tank, Ryan Garcia. You will lose. It will be bad. You will get starched. I guarantee that. Floyd Mayweather and Logan Paul are actually going to box next month. Why? Oh, wait, no, I know why. Money. Both of them love money. Floyd Mayweather is going to destroy Logan Paul. Like, it's not even gonna be a contest. I don't care that Logan Paul is way bigger. Floyd Mayweather is the greatest boxer of this generation. The best boxer we have seen since Muhammad Ali. Am I a fan of Floyd? No, not really. Do I appreciate his greatness? Absolutely. And that's so bad for Logan Paul. He was even on Brendan Schaub's Food Truck Diaries saying how he shouldn't win this fight. It's a nightmare. He's going up against the GOAT. All this, I'm like, then why do it? And then it popped in my head. To get paid. Like, you do you. It's a farce. I'm going to call it as I see it. But make that money. Next up, Leon Edwards and Khamzat is rebooked again. For, like, the third time now? But this time it's for March 13th, I believe? Yeah, March 13th. This time, it was canceled in December because Leon Edwards caught COVID. Now, is canceled because Khamzat caught COVID and needed time to recover. Now it's in March. If this fight gets canceled one more time, I don't want to see it ever again. I don't want to hear Dana talk about it. I don't want to hear anything happen about it. Because Leon Edwards needs to fight. It's been almost 2 years, everybody. No one really gives a damn about seeing Leon fight Khamzat. Sure, it's a weird matchup because it's hype train versus veteran. Someone who deserves a title shot versus the man who Dana wants to have a title shot. Like, it's super weird, and I don't really get it, but there becomes a point where we just gotta pack up and move on. If this fight doesn't happen again, I'm out, man. I'm out. So, Pat Miletich lost his job commenting for LFA because he went to the riots in DC. Only response to this is play stupid games, win stupid prizes. You went to a riot where terrorists attacked the Capitol, and you're a public figure. What the fuck do you expect to happen? You posed in a picture that got posted on social media. What do you expect? Like, I'm not a genius, but anyone knows that you're going to get fired for that. They're not going to want to employ a racist who endorses this behavior. And sure, he claims, okay, yeah, my group wasn't rioting, whatever. No, shut up. You were there. You knew what was going down. Sure, you didn't riot, but you knew what the fuck was going down there. You're just as bad. Next story. UFC 259 is fucking stacked. I'm so excited for UFC 259 in March. It's Jan Błachowicz versus Israel Adesanya for the light heavyweight title. Oh man, that's gonna be a fun fight. We got the Polish power in Jan versus the last stylebender with his power, his striking, his technique, all of it. It's such an interesting matchup to me because, yeah, Jan can knock him out. But Israel Adesanya is going to light him up like a fucking Christmas tree. It's gonna be good. Then there's Amanda Nunes versus Megan Anderson for the featherweight title. Like, it's the only girl in the featherweight division that Amanda Nunes hasn't beaten. It makes sense. Megan had a really good last fight. I thought she did more to earn the title shot than Felicia Spencer did. And Spencer got the last shot. So I guess this is just natural. Because, like I said, there are three women in that division. And that is it. And then the next title fight that's on that card is Peter Yan versus Aljamain Sterling, which was originally slated for December. Got canceled because something with Peter, I'm not 100% sure. But, oh my god, that is the fight that's needed to happen for a while. Sterling has deserved a title shot, and I'm just glad we finally get to see that, because I like this fight for Sterling. I think it's a winnable fight, but I don't think it's an easy fight at the same time. Dana White said that he's going to talk to Khabib for 5 minutes about retirement while they're in Abu Dhabi. I think that's probably 5 minutes too long. Khabib said that he retired in that cage. He said he made a promise to his mom after his dad died that this would be the final fight. I believe him. Khabib had a phenomenal career. Beat everyone. I believe there were only two men to take a round off of him. One of which being Conor, and I think the other one was... I think it was Iaquinta. Al Iaquinta, I think, was the other person to take a round off of Khabib. Let me know if I'm wrong on that one. But, yeah. So, he's had a really dominant career at 29-0 and lost two, maybe three rounds in his whole career? Like, come on. Let the man retire in peace. The only thing that would even bring him back is George St. Pierre fight. And that would have to be like a legend fight. It wouldn't be at 155 because I don't think GSP could make 155. So it wouldn't be for a title. So Dana, just vacate the title and move on. And we have Cody Garbrandt saying that he's ready to return in April. And it looks like he's backing off of the 125 division for now. Because we all know that Davison Figueroa and Brandon Moreno have to run it back after that amazing draw that was decided last month. But he wants Jose Aldo. And honestly, I really like that fight for him. I think that's a fun fight. I think it's a doable fight because Aldo is still great, but he's definitely not the Aldo of old. He hasn't been kicking as much. He's definitely a little bit slower. And Garbrandt has power. Like, if that's a five-round fight, I think it's a little bit dicey for Garbrandt. But I think he could finish Aldo. That's what I would go with on that. But yeah, I don't like a 5-round fight for him for that. I would want to see that as like a co-main event on a pay-per-view. 5-round fight does not favor him at all there. And the last one before I get into the fight card. Kamaru Usman versus Gilbert Burns. Rebooked. Again, third time on that one. For UFC 258. Another fight that I really like. But... And it's honestly the fight that makes sense. But it just needs to happen already. Gilbert Burns pulled out. Then Kamaru pulled out. Now we've got it happening in February. Yeah, February. So hopefully both guys make it and it's a really good fight. Like, I think it will be. Like, if both guys are 100%, it could be one of the best fights of the year. Kamaru is a monster. Has only gotten better since he got the title. And Gilbert Burns can... Oh, God. He can beat anybody. He beat the brakes off of Tyron Woodley. It was bad. Like, let's be real. If he can do half of that to Usman, it's going to be a competitive fight. So, let's go ahead and jump into UFC on ABC 1. That's right. On ABC. We finally have UFC on a big nationwide broadcaster again that's not just ESPN. Disney saw that, hey, this is a success on ESPN, so let's put it on one of the biggest cable channels available, ABC, because they own it. And we've got the main event, Max Holloway versus Calvin Kattar. Oh, I love this fight. This fight could easily decide who fights Alexander Volkanovski after Brian Ortega, who I hope gets the title shot at least. He deserves it. Even though I feel like Max Holloway won that fight against Volkanovski, we do just kind of need to move on from it, at least for now. I'm not saying don't do the third fight. I'm saying for now, let breath of fresh air in the division, some fresh blood in the title, then we kind of slow burn Holloway back if we have to. Even Holloway said he does not care if he has to go on another massive win streak to get to the title. And I think that's a fair statement. He lost the title in a close fight, then lost again in a fight that personally I think he was robbed in, and so do a lot of people, including Dana. But that doesn't matter. The record is he lost to Volkanovski twice. Let's build him back in there with a streak. Get him that title shot. And in that time, more people will challenge Volkanovski. That being said, Calvin Kattar is a motherfucker. He is so good. He said he wants to challenge Holloway with the boxing. That's a mistake. I'm going to be honest with you. Max Holloway will scrap. It will be a beat down on both sides. Neither one of these two is walking out the same way they walked in. Now, if there's a finish, I would have to say it goes like that Calvin Kattar gets it, but I don't think it goes that way. I think this is going to be a 5-round back and forth fight where Max Holloway edges it out using his range, using his striking, using everything that makes Max Holloway Max Holloway. He's unconventional. He is phenomenal. He is the best featherweight that has ever been in the UFC, in my opinion. Yet Jose Aldo, I get it. Don't give me that. Max Holloway. Max Holloway will win this fight. In the co-main event, we've got Carlos Condit versus Matt Brown. This fight, oh, what can I say about this fight? It's a fun one. I think it's going to be bloody. I think it's going to be violent. You have Carlos Condit, the natural born killer, versus Matt the Immortal Brown. I mean, their names say it all, and they both embrace that. Matt Brown has a like never say die attitude. And Carlos Condit is like, fuck it, let's go. That being said, I think both of these guys should retire after this fight. I don't see any path left for them in this. And honestly, I think Carlos Condit wins this fight. I think he finishes Matt Brown. I would go as far to say maybe he submits him. Probably not. But I would go with a finish there. Like, because both of them are really, really good. Condit, though, he's got the background, man. Former interim champion, I should say. Former title challenger. One of the best. But, yeah. I'm going to say TKO or submission round two. And I just hope both guys run right off into the sunset after this. Win or lose for either of them. Yeah. Next up, we have Santiago Ponzinibbio returning against Li Jinglang. Man, that's been a while since we've heard Santiago Ponzinibbio. I think the last time he fought was against Gunnar Nelson? Maybe? That sounds right? I'm going to go with that. And that's been a long time. He's been out so long they took him out of the rankings, which he's pissed about. And I think that we all must have forgot that Ponzinibbio is pretty fucking good. He submitted Gunnar Nelson. Gunnar Nelson is a beast when it comes to jiu-jitsu. So you can't sleep on him. And Li Jinglang is really good too. Yeah, sure, he lost to Magny in his last fight. But that's Neil fucking Magny, who is also really, really good. That being said, Ponzinibbio probably wins this if it's the same Ponzinibbio that fought a few years ago. I don't know, though. Ring rust is a thing. He's been out a long time. Li Jinglang has been active. That's a toss-up, but fuck it. I'm gonna go Li Jinglang wins this fight by decision. And the last fight I'm going to talk about, we have Joaquin Buckley versus Alessio DiCherico. Cherico. Sorry if I butchered that, because I'm sure I did. Everyone knows Joaquin Buckley. He had the spinning back kick KO back on Fight Island. I think it was in September? That sounds close. Either in the early summer or September. And everyone saw that. Instantly went viral. One of the craziest knockouts that people have seen. And then he fought again in, I think, November. And got a nasty second round knockout. That being said, Alessio is being thrown into this fight to lose. 100%. He is on a losing streak. Dana wants him to lose. The UFC want him to lose. Because Joaquin Buckley is hot right now. Buckley is in a spot that everyone wants to see him. Everyone tunes in. Or they're going to see a highlight about him. And that's right there is exactly what they want. They want that highlight. So I don't know. I think Buckley does get it done. But I don't think you can necessarily expect a highlight reel finish out of this fight. I think you're going to see a TKO probably round three, because Alessio has lost his last three fights against Zach Cummings, Mahmoud Maradov, and Kevin Holland. Kevin Holland, monster. Zach Cummings, really good. So, I do think Buckley wins this. I'm going to go round three TKO on that. I don't think it's going to be anything flashy, but I think it'll be a really good fight. And also, let me just say that Alessio has never lost by knockout. So that's definitely something there, too. That's it for that. Next week, including talking about what happened here, I'm going to have two fight cards to break down, including the return of Conor McGregor. And I'm fucking hyped. And that's it for now. Everyone, thanks for listening. You can find the podcast at anchor.fm/fighting-words or on all podcast services. On Twitter, Fight Words Pod, my personal Twitter, Nightwing593. You can support the podcast with a monthly donation of 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99 a month. That would get you producer credits. Until next time, I'm Tommy. These are fighting words.